Welcome to the Covenant of Peace radio broadcast, the teaching ministry of Pastor Blair Bradley. This program is dedicated to bringing you the glorious truth of God's Word, one verse at a time.
A mighty fortress is our God.
We are living in powerful days, and we are seeing tremendous changes in our lives, our culture, our nation, and in the church. So now more than ever, we have a great need to exercise spiritual discernment and to know what the Bible teaches about the important issues that we all face today. So let's join Pastor Blair as he continues our study on the Word of God.
Welcome again, my beloved in Jesus Christ. We're continuing our verse-by-verse journey through the Epistle of Jude, and today we're continuing to examine what Jude taught about the characteristics of the heretics. So let's read verses 12 and 13 of Jude again together. These are the men who are hidden reefs in your love feasts when they feast with you without fear, caring for themselves. Clouds without water, carried along by winds, autumn trees without fruit, doubly dead, uprooted, wild waves of the sea casting up their own shame like foam, wandering stars for whom the black darkness has been reserved forever. Now, on today's broadcast, I want to look at one more thing about the first of the five natural phenomena that Jude compared the heretics with by looking again at verse 12, when Jude said that the heretics, when they feast with you without fear, this self-centeredness and care for themselves is one of the hallmarks of heresy. All heretics make sure that the main one that is taken care of is themselves. They feed themselves and not the sheep. True ministers of the gospel do just the opposite. They feed the sheep and not themselves. Let's read what Jesus said about this in John 10:11-15. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus said that those who feed themselves and do not feed the sheep are hirelings, and are not true shepherds, and we should be careful to never follow or listen to a hireling. You see, dear friends, we live in a very troubling day, a day of the professional minister, a day of rent-a-preacher, a spiritual mercenaries, a day of hirelings masquerading as men of God, a day when the pastor has become the CEO of the corporation called the church, a day when the people of God are consumers who need to be sold to, and a day when the product that needs to be marketed and sold is the Word of God. Beloved, this is blasphemy. Our generation is the first generation since the resurrection of Jesus Christ that has produced millionaire preachers who have become fat and rich off the gospel. We live in a time when more and more young preachers are buying into the concept that the people of God are nothing but the building blocks on which they are to build their ministries on, that sheep are the fodder for the preacher's glorification, that the people of God are the tools that the preacher can use to become famous and pampered prima donnas. The people who feel this way about the sheep of God's pasture are charlatans. They are fakes. They are phonies and they are hirelings that Jesus was talking about. Jude says they feed themselves without fear. And you can see them on the hay, wood, and stubble television network saying things like, God tells me that there are 100 people out there that have $5,000 to give to me. And I've always wondered, this guy said that God told him that 100 people are supposed to give. Well, what if 103 people give? Does he give back the money to the three that weren't supposed to give? I cried my eyes out the other night when I saw a famous preacher stand before the people as they all came up and threw money down at his feet so that they could all be blessed by God. This pompous self-feeder was taking money from the people of God just like the Roman priests did when they were building St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Those false priests back then told the poor people of Europe that if they gave money to build the church, their loved one would flee from purgatory earlier than normal. in 1510, when Martin Luther went to Rome and saw how that the church had so perverted the gospel, he was so aghast at what he saw that he came home and October 31st, 1517, wrote 95 objections to what the Roman church had done to the gospel, and he nailed those 95 theses on the door of the church at Wittenberg. Among those 95 objections is this one, which reads in part, "If the Pope has the power to release souls from purgatory, would he not rather do it for love than for money?" The false priests lied to the people and took advantage of them back then, just like the many false teachers are doing now. But God sees it, and God knows about it, and God's got their number. Look at what God told his prophet Ezekiel about the false shepherds who feed themselves, from Ezekiel 34:1-16. "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to these shepherds, Thus says the Lord God, Woe, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding themselves! Should not the shepherds feed the flock? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fat sheep without feeding the flock. Those who are sickly you have not strengthened. The diseased you have not healed, the broken you have not bound up, the scattered you have not brought back, nor have you sought for the lost. But with force and with severity you have dominated them. They were scattered for lack of a shepherd, and they became food for every beast of the field, and were scattered. My flock wandered throughout all the mountains and on every high hill. My flock was scattered over all the surface of the earth, and there was no one to search or seek for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, declares the Lord God, surely because my flock has become a prey, my flock even became food for all the beasts of the field for lack of a shepherd. And my shepherds did not search for my flock, but rather the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will demand my sheep from them and make them cease from feeding sheep. So the shepherds will not feed themselves any more, but I will deliver my flock from their mouth, so they will not be food for them. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd cares for his herd in the day when he is among his scattered sheep, so I will care for my sheep and will deliver them from all the places to which they were scattered on a cloudy and gloomy day. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and bring them to their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the streams and in all the inhabited places of the land. I will feed them in a good pasture, and their grazing ground will be on the mountain heights of Israel. There they will lie down on good grazing ground and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will lead them to rest, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, bring back the scattered, bind up the broken, and strengthen the sick. But the fat and the strong I will destroy, and I will feed them with judgment." My brothers and sisters, the ministry is not a place for people who desire to be popular, rich, famous, or important. The ministry is a place where men go to die, where men go because they are called to go, because God commands that they go, because the word of God must be preached, because God's people must be called on to repent, because truth must be spoken, because God wills that it be done. The Apostle Paul used a very curious word to describe what the preacher does and who the preacher is. In Ephesians 3:8, Paul described the gospel as being the unfathomable riches of Christ. Yet when he is describing the minister who preaches those unfathomable riches, Paul used a very different term. Let's look at this from 2 Corinthians 4:6-7. "For God, who said light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves." Now, the phrase earthen vessels that Paul used here has been translated by many as clay pots, but that really is not descriptive enough. The earthen vessel or clay pot that Paul was describing here was not just any clay pot. No, the phrase that Paul used here was only used to describe a special kind of clay pot that was set aside for men to use the bathroom in. In his day in 19th century England, Charles Spurgeon referred to these clay pots as privy pots. So while Paul says the gospel, the word of God, is in fact the glorious, unfathomable riches of Jesus Christ, he is also saying that those who bring the word, those who minister the gospel, are nothing more than unattractive, inglorious privy pots. Paul was illustrating a very important concept when it comes to ministry and church and preaching. It is God who is beautiful, not man. It is God who is important, not man. It is God who is valuable, not man. It is what God says that is important, not what man says. It is the word of God that carries weight, not the word of man. It is the gospel that is the unfathomable riches of Jesus Christ, not the minister. The minister, well, he's an earthen vessel. He's a clay pot. He's that kind of special clay pot that men use the bathroom in. How could anyone get puffed up with that kind of concept in their mind? It is only because we have lost this biblical concept of what the ministry really is all about that we now have hirelings who feed themselves without fear instead of shepherds who feed the sheep. The false teachers today are rich, but they make their hearers very poor. The heretics are famous, but they make God to be more hidden to the people. The apostates feed themselves without fear today and have become wealthy and attractive, and they gather large crowds like rock stars, while Jesus sits over in the corner unseen, unheard, unnoticed, and unloved. So I beg you today, pray for the true shepherds. Weep for them. Help to guard their soul. Hold them accountable to the Word of God. Warn them about following the latest fads and riding the latest spiritual hobby horses. Ask them to come off the golf course and encourage them to spend time in prayer and in the study of God's Word. Help these earthen vessels as they minister the divine truth of God. Assist these clay pots as they proclaim God's Word. Bless these privy pots as they preach the unfathomable riches of Jesus Christ. And let us all understand that preaching and teaching is designed solely to unveil the blind eyes of people so they may see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And having seen that glory, they themselves are changed from glory, from another realm of glory to another realm of glory, even as by the Lord, who is that Spirit. That is the purpose of preaching and teaching, and that is why the man who stands in the pulpit must be a man who hears two sounds when he gets into the pulpit. He must hear the sounds of those rejoicing in heaven who have been gloriously saved by grace through faith, but he has to hear the screams of those who are being in torment and everlasting damnation in hell. And the Bible says, being moved by the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. So we get up not to be seen and heard, not so that we can become prima donnas. We get up trembling. We get up very weak. We get up as men who have nothing that would cause men to be attracted to us. We are clay pots. We are privy pots. But what we preach and what we teach is the unfathomable riches of Jesus Christ. And that kind of preaching and teaching will always change the hearts and the souls of men. Well, I've got to stop right here, but please join me again on the next broadcast as we continue our journey through the Epistle of Jude. May God help us all.
Dear friends, if this radio broadcast of line upon line, precept upon precept teaching of God's holy word is a blessing to you, will you prayerfully consider supporting us financially? We want to increase our exposure here on the Gulf Coast through more radio stations and through the internet. Would you pray about coming alongside of us and help us do that to God's glory? For further information about how you can partner with us in seeing the gospel triumph in our area, or to receive a copy of today's broadcast, go to our website, www.covenantofpeace.net. Until next time, May the peace of God keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.